It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Diana Cox, Mary Peacock, and Sarah Bullock with the cast of Seussical the Musical. It's coming up on October 19th, 20th, 21st, 23rd, and then again the 26th, 27th, 28th, and the 30th. It will be at Mont Harmon High School. We're going to talk about all the particulars here and get into this. It's a lot of fun. Once again, this is community theater. They do a lot of fun shows for the community that involve a lot of people in our area. So we're going to bring them in and we're going to talk all about it. Ladies, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
So, Diana, we're actually going to start with you. You are the director of the show.
I am.
Is this the first show you've directed?
It is not, actually. Okay. I've directed a couple in other cities and places like that, but this is my first here.
And
no, just kidding, second here, because I directed the 30 or 20-minute Shakespeare for the Renaissance Festival, too.
So you're an old hand at this?
Yeah.
I'm not trying to throw the word old around. I'm just saying that you've done this before.
Let's put yes, it that way. I have.
All right. So this was quite a journey to get to Seussical the Musical, wasn't it?
It was.
So let's talk about that as we head into this conversation.
Yeah. So earlier this year, we were throwing out all the decisions of what we would like to do for a show. We knew we wanted to do a big one. At first, we thought we would piggyback off of the popularity of Wednesday and do the Addams Family, and the high school beat us to the rights for that one, which we are happy for them, and we would we're going to support them as well. I'm excited to see that show. It's one of my favorites as well. So then we had to turn our sights other places. We chose Shrek, and it took forever to have them tell us, yeah, you got the rights, because we didn't get the rights. There was actually a touring company that's supposed to be coming through at some point with Shrek, which you can't have. You can't secure the rights if there's going to be a touring company coming through. So we had to go to, what was that, Plan C, and decide what to do after that. Somebody else had thrown out a show that they wanted to do. I threw out Seussical, and one night I knew I was going to be the one directing it, so I was just kind of laying in bed thinking about it, and I put Seussical on, the musical, the music to it, and I just listened to it, and all of a sudden, just my brain lit up with all of the color. I immediately started seeing choreography. I started seeing set. I started seeing placement of where I wanted to be. And I have listened to Seussical hundreds of times. It's been in my car for years and years and years. So I'm super familiar with the show. But all of a sudden, it became really personal to me and what I really wanted to do. And so here we are doing Seussical.
Here we are. And to get to get a little bit more familiar with it, we're going to bring in Mary Peacock. Now, Mary, you are the Cat in the Hat in this show, correct?
Yes, I am.
And everybody says that you're not necessarily the star. There are plenty of other stars that are in this, but you're kind of is it the narrator to the show?
The cat just carries the story along and is really integral in creating conflict, just like a cat. I mean, the character is so particular to being a cat personality of just like, love me, stop it. And then being a brat and pushing stuff off your counter. So that's just kind of the way the cat is in the show. She's always getting. So the Seussical is a mashup of some of the most famous Dr. Seuss stories, including Horton Hears a Who. And that has the cute little Jojo Who in it. And so Horton and Jojo are some of the main characters. And Gertrude is also a bird that is in love with Horton. So those stories come into play. And there's a Grinch and there's a whole bunch of other. It's really fun. In some of the songs, there's just certain lines that are pulled from different book titles or lines from books. And it's just a really smartly written mashup of all of these great books and stories that we have loved forever.
So there are plenty of characters in it that people are going to recognize
and
know
sure.
who they are.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so you definitely don't have to be a expert in all things Seuss to come and understand the storyline. But the cat, originally, at the beginning, Jojo, the cute little Who, she sees this hat, and then the cat encourages her to start opening up her imagination and her thinks, and it just explodes from there. And so, you know, there's some debate on whether this is all, the whole story is happening in Jojo's mind, or if Jojo actually is living some of this. It's it's Seuss, so.
The best thing to do is just go in and decide
just
for yourself.
Just go with it. Yeah.
Yep. Go and decide for yourself. I guess, you know, one of the questions that I always like to ask actors when they come in, and you can say it because it's the most recent one you've played, that's understood. Is this probably the favorite role that you've had?
Yes.
Okay.
So I have played some, like the title character of Cinderella, I played Cinderella. But the Cat in the Hat is probably the most enjoyable character I've ever had because there's so many characters that the cat plays. And it's actually kind of embarrassing to admit, but the weirdness of the cat is actually just my natural persona that I usually reserve and hold back. But at home, I am always doing weird voices and making up weird songs and dancing, not very great. And anyway, so the acting part hasn't actually been that challenging, but memorizing all of the lines, because the cat's role is very large, and that's probably been the most challenging thing for me, is that it's the most abundance of lines and songs that I've ever had to learn.
You got a lot.
A lot.
So to speak. And the other thing, too, is, so what you're saying is the cat kind of gives you the freedom to be yourself.
Yeah, but the self that I hold back, and so other people don't actually know it, but my family's like, oh yeah, totally.
But they will now.
Yes, because everyone's like, is it hard to play so many different eccentric characters? I'm like, embarrassingly, it's not.
No, they're all in my head anyway. It's okay.
Yep,
it's okay.
Just comes out on stage for the first time, and it's really fun.
All right. Barry, thank you. We're going to bring Sarah in now. Now, Sarah, explain to us your role in this whole thing.
In Seussical, I play Maisie LeBird. And she is the most beautiful bird in all of the Jungle of Newell and has the most fabulous tail. Her purpose as a character is really to cause problems for everyone else. And she actually originates from the book Horton Sits on an Egg. If you read it, a lot of her stuff comes word for word from that book.
And so this sounds like and I can see the way your face lit up when you started talking about it. You're having fun.
Oh, yeah.
This is a good time.
I love this character.
This is a good time. Is this one of the, like, how many other roles have you played? Maybe people have seen you out there before.
Oh, yes. I've done a ton of stuff with the community theater. I was Wendy in Peter Pan. And I've also done a lot of stuff with USU Eastern. I played Sarah in Guys and Dolls. And I did a lot of stuff in high school, so I love theater, love participating in everyone around.
It's in your blood now.
Oh, yes.
Can't get rid of it.
Nope.
Can't get rid of it, can't move on from it. So you get the job of giving us the particulars of everything, like dates, times, all that good stuff. So when are you guys going to be out there available to go sit and watch this? Where are you going to be, and how much are tickets going to cost us?
Yes, so we open October 19th. It's the 19th, 20th, 21st. 23rd, 26th, 27th, 28th, and 30th. To make it simple, it's the last two weekends in October and the last two Mondays. It will be at 7 p.m. at Mont Harmon Junior High School. Tickets are $10 a person. There is a family rate of $50 for up to seven people. They do have to be in your immediate family. And if you come on the 30th in costume, you get $1 off of your ticket.
So it's going to help you. It's definitely going to help you. Sarah, thank you so much. Diana, before we get back out of here, we need to come back to you. If you want to support community theater, be a patron of the arts, so to speak, here in Carbon County, there is a way that you can do that. So how are you guys going about taking care of that?
Yeah, because theater is really expensive to do, and not a lot of people know about that. We are asking for what we call patrons of the arts. So if you want to contact us, you can go to our Facebook page and you can see all of the, what do they call it? The ladders system of the tiers of how much you can give, what it gets you based on how much you do decide to give. We are looking for anywhere between $25 a year up to $500 or more. And clearly those are sometimes their families, sometimes their businesses. But all of this helps to keep the community theater in our community, because community theater is super duper important and we need to have it for so many reasons. It's just important to have. But when you do participate as a patron of the arts, you're allowed to be in the CVCT meetings, our annual meetings where we review our financial reports. You get performance reports. You receive additional information on upcoming events. And then it also gives you voting rights to the CVCT board members. So it's not just you giving your money, it's you supporting us and continuing to help a really great tradition of theater in our community continue on. COVID almost killed us. And so we're trying to come back from that, and we're trying to continue to build, and we need support. So we're asking for you guys to help us out.
All right. So if anyone's interested, who do they need to contact, and what do they need to do?
So the best way to do that, you can find the contact information for either Karen Bedont or Karen Madsen on our Facebook page. Through Messenger, you can contact us through there as well.
Okay. So once again, lots of fun coming up. The Seussical the Musical, October 19th, 20th, 21st, 23rd, and then again the 26th, 27th, 28th, and 30th, going on up at Mont Harmon High School, or Middle School, excuse me, $10 to get in. They've got the family pass that's $50 for 7 members of your immediate family. And if you wear a costume on October 30th, you're going to get $1 off. So head on up there, have some fun, enjoy this, take out the entire family. Ladies, thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate the time.
Thank you again for having us. This has been fun.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.